Could you imagine taking a toothpick, frying it, and then eating it?
Well, no.
The South Korean Health Ministry actually had to post a warning saying, hey, don't
do that.
Deep fry your toothpicks and eat it because TikTok's telling you to do it. So what are some of your weirder food cravings? Not even calling toothpicks food. I admitted that I used to. I've grown out of it now because hashtag refined palate. I used to eat notebook paper, but I'd just like chew it up, right?
So bizarre. I've never been that bored to where I decide, that paper looks tasty.
No, I would never even say paper looked tasty, but it was just like, you know, I'm sitting there taking notes in class and...
What are you doing with just, that? You're not putting that in your mouth.
You just talk to your mouth and you might just chew it a little bit.
You just put that in your mouth?
Well, yeah.
Why are you...
Kelly, I put a lot of things in my mouth.
I need you not to say that out loud while you're eating paper.
Mindy says, I guess toast with just ketchup? Question mark.
Well, that's a unique condiment to put on toast. Not your butter, not your jelly, not your cinnamon and sugar, but your ketchup.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? Don't have butter, so what's the next? I gotta do, well, ketchup. Come on, baby.
Did you swallow the paper? I didn't see you spit it out.
No, I didn't spit it out.
You swallowed paper. You just ate paper.
Yeah, why not?
Like in front of all of us.
Jen.
You're making my dog gag.
Jen says, mine was ice cream and tortilla chips together, LOL.
Oh.
I also went through a really long Pop-Tart phase and then a top ramen phase. The ice cream and tortilla chips sound intriguing. I'm not grossed out by that. I'm intrigued.
No, that's the salty and the sweet.
Right.
That is also in the same lane as like dipping French fries in ice cream or Frosty. Yep.
Yes.
Or shake your Frosty. Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. That's not as offensive as eating paper, which is what you just did.
Andy's...
And I'm still shook by it.
Okay. Okay. You can take it down a couple notches, Kelly. It's just eating paper.
I'm shook.
You have never stuck something in your mouth like that?
Context. Somebody just tuned in. Like, what is happening?
Andy said, biggest craving is lemon pizza.
Lemon pizza.
I was craving lemons like crazy for over a week, and I couldn't find anything lemon-based that was hitting the craving, and then I saw a pizza and was like, yep, that's it. That's what I need with this lemon.
Wow.
I just added lemon juice to the top of an oven pizza, but then you can also slice it and put it on as a topping, and it's really good. Something about the sour lemon flavor that just goes with the cheese perfectly.
Wow.
Andy, I'm going to have to go ahead and trust you on that one.
Okay. All right. Dang.
I know. Dang for sure. Josh said, I heard what Jen said about the tortilla chips. I dip them in peanut butter. Turns out it's truly elite. This has turned into my favorite snack.
Elite tortilla chips with peanut butter.
So we've had tortilla chips and ice cream, tortilla chips and peanut butter. I have tortilla chips and queso and tortilla chips and salsa. That's kind of like my...
Yeah, that's the lane that I usually stay in with those.
But maybe I need to verge off the highway there and go try... I mean, hey, I'm willing to try anything in my mouth at least once.
Please stop saying that out loud.
Kelly, aren't you willing to try something in your mouth
no,
at least once?
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it. You cannot walk me into that trap, sir. You can't. Uh-uh. Nope, I'm not going to become one of your buttons again. I'm not. I'm not doing it.
Riley says, I am like never not craving eggs. It's so bizarre.
Is it a certain kind, though? Are they hard-boiled? Are they scrambled?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are they greasy?
Doesn't elaborate. These are the weird, weird food cravings that you have.
Wow. You know what? I was going back to the tortilla chips and peanut butter. You got to make sure you have the thick ones, because if you have the thin ones, those are just going to break right off, right? Because peanut butter can be aggressively thick.
Yeah. Justin says, not the sounds of you eating paper on the radio. Also, I chew on plastic. Yeah, I get that.
You chew on plastic?
Peanut butter and fried bologna, another person texted in.
Wow. Wow.
Kelly, not Kay, texted in and said, when I was a kid, I would eat styrofoam like a cup. Oh, you know what? I did that too.
That can't be healthy. That cannot be healthy.
I wouldn't swallow. But I would spit it out.
But you got whatever chemicals they make styrofoam with.
It's the texture with it.
Okay, but still.
It's the texture.
Once it's in your mouth, it mixes with the juices in your mouth, and then you're swallowing styrofoam juice. I don't like.
No. Another text. Our family likes Doritos and chocolate pudding.
Doritos and chocolate pudding?
Yeah.
Nacho cheese and chocolate. I like both independently.
Mm.
I don't know if I can combine those. Wow. Oh, she said that chew hit different with the styrofoam cup. Oh, okay.
Corey says cheese puffs and ketchup. Missy,
that's not as offensive as the chocolate.
Yeah, Missy says French fries with Miracle Whip. All right, I get that.
Yes. I could eat because it's got a little of that tang.
Shirley says nacho cheese, Doritos, and cottage cheese, kind of like a dip. All right, these are like the weird food cravings. This is all because there had to be a warning to not fry up your toothpicks and eat those.
Yeah, thanks to TikTok.
And then I shook Kelly with, I used to eat paper. Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, and E from LJ also shook. I'm not the only one that is just like, what just happened?
Mm-hmm.
Right in front of me.
Reed says, silly putty. Eat silly putty. Yeah. Or what about...
silly putty?
Play-Doh.
That's got to be super dangerous and toxic for you, right?
You know what? I'm still alive.
Oh.
Kim says, wow. Sounds like Kelly needs to experience putting more things in her mouth.
No, Kim. Don't walk me into that. No, Kim. No, Kim.
I did get this, by the way.
It mixes with the juices. Oh, it is such a danger saying anything at all on this show.
Yeah.
It's an absolute danger for me, mostly.
Caitlin says, I used to eat dog food. Yeah, I did that too.
Oh.
Gotta be honest. My niece did as well, and she was so adorable. Like we'd be like, hey, Coral, what are you eating? are you eating dog food? She'd have her mouth full, dripping with dog food juice, and she'd go, no. No. Oh, good stuff. Well, hey, you can continue texting in. These are fun. 502-795-1997 is our number.